99. Tariana. It was cool in the Curia, almost cold. Tariana shivered, shifting her weight on the hard stone bench on which she sat. Part of her tempted to go outside into the sun to warm herself. But there was not a chance of her doing so. Not when her fate, and thus the fate of her mother, her crew, and all her captured people was being decided on the far side of the door. Clack, clack, clack. At the familiar sound of the tread of Legion sandals, she lifted her head, feeling a wave of icy cold wash over her. She climbed to her feet, her heart in her throat, pulse racing. Not at the sight of Hostess, his grin feral, but at his companion.
You are a survivor. I'll give you that, Tariana.
Lucius Cassius said, stopping in front of her. Reaching out a hand, he ran a finger along the scarf holding back her hair.
You look like your mother.
Don't touch me. She wished she could retreat, but the bench pressed against the back of her legs.
The Commandant and the 37th Legatus are waiting inside, Consul,
Ostornik said, edging between them.
As is the Senate.
Cassius reached out to ruffle his hair.
Wex hasn't favored a young commander like he favors you since Marcus was at Lessendor.
Then he glanced over his shoulder at Hostess.
Remind me, it was you and yours that completed the 37th's training, was it not?
Yes, Consul.
Forgive my poor memory. You had an interest in taking on the 51st, didn't you? These boys?
We'd be honored to do so.
Ostornik paled slightly.
We will abide the Commandant's decision as to where and with whom we are deployed, sir.
Of course, Cassius answered. The Senate always takes Wex's suggestions into account.
He brushed an invisible speck off Ostornik's armor.
I don't know about you, Tariana, but I think that the young Marin boys we are currently hosting would cut fine forms as legionnaires. I, for one, look forward to seeing them march under the Cell Dragon.
Visions of her people's children being torn away from them and forced into training at Lessendor filled her mind. Of them being turned into killers who'd slaughter their own without thought, all loyalties and love for their people destroyed. You'll be waiting a long time, Cassius, because it's not going to happen. I delivered on our bargain. Marcus is about to tell you as much. By the end of the day, I expect my people to be released.
Marcus.
Cassius emphasized his name.
Is remarkably gifted at earning loyalty.
Probably because his word is worth something.
She balled her hands into fists. Unlike yours. He leaned in close, a wave of frigid air washing over her.
Be wary of where you place your trust, my dear. Not all people are worthy of such a gift.
And without another word, he strolled toward the doors, which opened to allow him and Hostess to enter, before slamming shut behind him.